Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The global anti-blockade of Cuba movement, NEMO, on Friday, reaffirmed its support for Cuba after continuing U.S. hostility. NEMO strongly rejects all slanders and aggressions against Cuba and urges all those who fight the unilateral U.S. blockade to halt all these aggressions, said Jose Oro, NEMO vice president, in a statement to Prensa Latina. The statement considered recent statements by Ned Price, spokesman for the State Department, on the legal process for the July 11 rioters as an interference in Cuba's internal affairs. Fighting misinformation and manipulations in this regard, NEMO claimed the judicial process against the July 11 rioters has been exemplary. We strongly support the Cuban government and people, as well as their right to defend themselves against threats and aggressions, and also to maintain public order in our nation. NEMO once again urged the Joe Biden administration to lift the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that has tried to stifle Cuba's economy for over 60 years. The Brazilian municipality of Maricá has expressed interest in collaborating with the island in areas such as biotechnology, health, agriculture, and education. Maricá's intention is to diversify its economy, especially the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industries, in addition to agriculture and tourism. The Cuban president recently highlighted the interest of a Rio de Janeiro delegation in promoting ties with the biopharmaceutical industry and exploring collaboration agreements in other areas such as health, education, and culture. The members of the 31st Puerto Rico-Cuba Solidarity Brigade, Juan Rius Rivera, visited several sites in central Camagüey province as part of their tour of the Caribbean nation. The Solidarity Collective, made up of more than 100 members, presented the Victory Medal in the capital on July 1st to the President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, to the five Cuban anti-terrorist fighters, and the Puerto Rican independence fighter, Oscar López. They will participate in the Caribbean Festival in Santiago de Cuba, and the tributes for the 69th anniversary of the assaults on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks. This edition of the Solidarity Initiative is dedicated to the health personnel of the Caribbean island, especially the epidemiologist Francisco Duran, the five Cuban anti-terrorist fighters, and the Puerto Rican independence fighter Oscar López. The United States continues now to assimilate the reality of independent Cuba and imposes on it a conflict in which it is the aggressor, French academic and essayist Salim Lambrari warned, questioned that if a constructive relationship between the two countries is possible, Lambrari, who is a scholar of the dispute between Washington and Havana, pointed out that the United States is the one that refuses to accept ties among equals with the island. Cuba has always expressed its willingness to build civilized and peaceful relations on the basis of sovereign equality, reciprocity, and non-interference in the internal affairs, he recalled. With Trump out of the White House, Joe Biden's accession to power represented a hope for a return to the rapprochement backed by his campaign promises. For Lambrani, President Biden's policy toward the Caribbean nation is disappointing at best. Argentine social bodies will reaffirm their rejection of U.S. interference in Latin America, as well as the blockade imposed on Cuba for over 60 years. According to the Argentine Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, MAS Cuba, A provincial meeting will be held on July 30 in Cordoba. As stated by Sergio Ortiz, MASCUBA's member, the impacts of the economic, commercial, and financial U.S. blockade imposed on Cuba will also be discussed. Attendees will condemn the U.S. and NATO military troops in the Falklands and Nilken. Besides, participants will also have the chance of praising Cuba's internationalism with other nations, reflected in the literacy program Yes I Can, Miracle Operation, and the work conducted by the Henry Reef Medical Brigade during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.